505, Bar Drive. Trial instruction.
Impressive.
Got on a roller for a while.
You ought to let that lay right here by me when he comes up the top.
Or accidentally leave it in the car.
Leave it up on the podium.
Okay, long and short, the way I have this drafted, we have a day or two per month we can pick up large items. I have the billing office that has established a route list, and basically what would happen is, the way I have it drafted, if you are a resident and you would like a large item collected, you have to call the billing office. And you have to schedule, because I'm not gonna drive the claw truck around town aimlessly wandering every day of the week on pickup week. So you have to call and schedule pickup, and we will pick it up on the Thursday of that week. You have to call Wednesday by noon, so the ladies can compile a list to basically give it to the guys, they, they're gone by 2:30 or whatever, so they can get a list and say, here's the list for pickup, and they can run the route the next day.
Who are you calling?
We're calling the billing office.
Water?
Yes, utility bill, so basically they're creating a work order, and our work enhanced in our billing system. That way, at some point in the future, they come in and say, okay, I need to run a report that says large item pickup, and it will show which houses and how much they picked up, or what it is they picked up. So you call in, I got a chair, okay, so we got that address, you're picking up the chair. That way also, the driver knows when they go out to collect, they can, they know what they're collecting. So. The question becomes, so yard waste, we talked about yard waste, we're not gonna pick up yard waste unless there's some kind of circumstance, or basically I designate, or you all designate, however y'all wanna do it, the fact that we've had a major storm event, and we'll run it to pick up storms. I need, I can put it in writing, but I need some latitude to call that, because on paper, I'm saying, we're gonna go pick this up on your yard waste collection, your next yard waste collection day. Okay, that sounds great, but what happens if your yard waste collection day was Wednesday, and the storm came through Thursday, now you're gonna sit there for 2 weeks and hold this stuff? Obviously, we're not gonna do that, right? So I think we have a way, we can send out an email to all of our billing users and say, hey, do any large item click, you know, storm event, you know, large limbs and stuff due to storm damage, will be picked up the week of, whatever, with your trash day. We can massage it around, but I don't wanna get too specific in writing to kind of pigeonhole us and whatever. We can't pick up refrigerators, stuff of that nature. We can't do construction materials, although I still say that, again, we need some latitude on it. So if somebody calls and says, hey, for a large item pickup, I have a roll of carpet. We can pick up a roll of carpet, not a big deal. But I don't wanna say, yes, we pick up construction material, then have to list out all the construction material that we will or will not pick up, because for example, if you remodel a house, I can't pick up all your sheet rock and drywall that you've torn off and just put a pile out there by the road. Like, you need to get a dumpster for that, because really, we can't pick that up, there's not a way to do that. But if you've torn down a deck, as long as you put it out there and stack it, it works all the same direction, we can probably pick that up. But I don't want somebody coming out there and saying, yeah, I'm just gonna tear it out, and they just throw all the shit out there, but they cut the deck into pieces, and you got these big chunks of decks sitting out by the road. No, we can't pick that up. So I think we have some leeway within the construction material, but I think on paper we say no. Yes.
What's to stop someone from, they have rental property in Clarksville, they go down to their rental house and tear down a deck and bring it here and put it out in front of their house and pick it up? Is there any safeguard for that?
No, because we have to bring that in.
Okay, it's just a question.
You know, hey, I got a couch over on Penn Street, let me go pick it up, or mattresses, let me pick up.
That's also a lot of work.
Stuff all the time, like that, anyway.
What?
For the large item collection, chairs, couches, stuff like that, we can pick up. We cannot take electronics, we cannot take tires, we cannot take chemicals, we cannot take refrigerators. We can take washing machines, dryers, stuff like that. Again, the construction materials, like tear down cabinets and you just have a thing of cabinets, we can pick up a thing of cabinets pretty easily. But if you tear them out and splint them all up, we can't do that. So I don't think we're in the large item collection business. Basically what it comes down to is, do you want to charge for the large items, the chair, the couch, the stuff of that nature? Like I said, the way I've got this thing drafted, and if you want, I can print it off again. I had it last week, but I don't have it now. I can't get this thing to pull up. Do we charge or do we not?
Do we sit there and say anything about the discrepancy of it, up to the discrepancy of the person that's picking it up, or Scott, as our street superintendent?
Yeah, I took that out based on our original conversation about leaving it open to them going out and basically charging an assessment for whatever it was going to be.
No, if, like you sit there and said about whether it's cabinets or whether it's a deck or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we leave it. I think you vet it through the billing office when they call in and schedule it. But then ultimately the driver has discretion when they get there. If it's just a big pile of mess, we're not picking that up. Like, we're not gonna go out there with our guys and manhandle this stuff. It's gotta be able to pick up by our call.
Charlie, I had that question.
Yes.
Okay, let's, or maybe just a statement. Are we going to keep a ledger of what we pick up? Like, here's the deal, when and where. If you got somebody came to my house and I threw a chair out there and scheduled it, they came and picked it up, but they picked it up on the 5th of June, and then I have another one on the next 2 weeks and another one after that. That's the reason we need some kind of ledger, because, you know, we're going to get these people that want to abuse this. So if the driver keeps a ledger to say, okay, this day I picked up here, not necessarily so much what he picked up, but you see where I'm going?
The driver won't. The billing office will. Because the driver's only going to pick up what they provide. Okay. So if you're a resident, you call the billing office, 812-246-3821, extension 1, then it rings the billing office, say, hey, I live at 555 whatever street in Sellersburg, and I've got a couch that I need collected. Okay, the next collection date is X. Put it out there by whatever time, they'll be around that day again.
So the driver's just going to fulfill those work orders that are given to him?
Yep.
And nothing else?
Pretty much.
Okay.
What if that driver's driving by and sees another couch sitting outside?
Well, see, I think it's
426 of whatever street, considering, you know what?
I think we tag it. I think we take it, but we have tags. And we put notice on the door.
Okay. I agree.
To say, hey, Mr. Mann, we will pick it up this time. However, these need to be scheduled. This will be marked that we've had an unscheduled pickup. This will be your freebie. This will be your one and all. This is your notice. In the future, these need to be scheduled or collection won't happen.
Okay.
I mean, I think we do like the red tags where you have to pay your trash bill. We're not picking up trash bill.
So when this person gets this number,
why did they send it out there for somebody else to pick up?
You're wanting to schedule a pickup. Who's the primary contact person?
Any of the ladies in the billing office.
Anybody there?
Charlie.
Anybody there, we can get three different answers.
What if they picked somebody's couch up that was out there, but they left it out there for somebody else, and then you all just took it?
It'll probably happen.
Call the chief.
Sorry, your cat is gone.
I mean, don't put it up on the road. I mean, that's the thing, you know, or if we don't pick it up and they call and complain, hey, you didn't pick us up, we got scheduled, we could do that. But then some of the neighbors are gonna call and say, hey, these people are leaving crap out on the road, and typically we would code enforce them on that. You know, that's, and then Bart gets involved in the code enforcement, so I mean, I think some of that stuff we have to navigate.
Unless it says free on there, you know, right?
Yeah. So.
So what besides debating the what ifs and what are you looking for?
Well, we're debating on whether or not it costs $600 to unload a full truck at the transfer station on the dump, is what we're looking at. So are we gonna sit there and budget $50,000 to $100,000 a year to pick up for free, or we will make some, we will reduce some of our cap, our expenses? That's what we gotta decide.
When's the last time, and I'm just saying, we're adding on quite a bit of stuff to streets and sanitation, we've got new trucks, we've got a grapple truck now. I mean, is a rate increase off the table?
No, I think that is something you all probably will want to discuss. So right now, we charge $3.27 per can per week. That comes out to be $10 per can per month, $120 a year per can, max two cans, so it doubles up to $240. $3.27, Brad went through this in 2017, and has all the work. We have however many cans, I got the numbers in my office. What we can do is from now until December 31st, or say November 31st, do our time of collection. They have to call and schedule it. We know what we're collecting and how much we're collecting. We can keep track of how many times we're dumping. Come November, we run that report, we can see what our expense is, and then realistically what y'all could do is come and say, we're no longer gonna charge $3.27 per can, we're gonna charge $3.47 per can. We're gonna raise our trash collection fee from $10 to $11.50 per can or whatever. And then that is now included in your sanitation fee. And you just do it that way.
Up to the point of, unless you're abusing it and you're calling.
However you wanna.
Because, you know, I'm of the mind that I don't really want to put a price on this unless you get somebody that, I mean, if I got an old sofa in my house, you know, I like to carry it out there or something, if somebody picked it up for $25, I'd be thrilled. Because, as I said before, I don't want, you know, I got to pack it out there and get it out there, but for somebody to load it on a truck and dispose of it for $25 or $20, I mean, that's a deal.
Carsville will show up at your house and carry your stuff out. I'm not getting that, but I'm just giving you an idea how broad of services that's in the bread and
butter. Now, their property taxes are twice as much, aren't
they? They are. Jerrisville property taxes are, again, same thing, but Jerrisville property taxes.
I can assure you, there is nobody in the city of Jerrisville carrying cops down to people's house. unless it's breaking.
But you know, but also figure, most of these communities do not charge for trash service. They cover 100% of property tax.
I would be in favor of the, what you would call it, a T&E trial and error, trial experiment period. And then if you're due for a rate, it's going up anyway.
But fuels are more, tires are more, service is more.
I hate that excuse, but you have to look at what your expenses are. I may never ever use the service. I mean, not ever. But I'm sitting here going, hey, $3 a can, I got two cans, that's $6 a week, $25, that's pretty good bargain. So if you hit me with $2 more a week, I'm not going to complain about that. Now, that being said, $10 may make a difference for somebody who lives in a different district. I don't know. But I would assume that if we have, this goes back to the water and everything else we've gone through. Is at what point are you breaking even, and are we going in the hole to add the services, which is great for the town, but you got to pay for it too. You can't get everything for free, and you haven't had a rate increase since 2017. Now, if you jack it up three times the amount, that's a different story. I'm probably going to say something,
But a minimal increase, considering everything that's happened in the last 6 years, I don't think people are gonna say a word. Cover your costs, why even put more money in your pocket?
I've got a preliminary spreadsheet put together, I gotta go through and finish pulling expenses. I got a preliminary spreadsheet pulled together of how many cans we have. The revenue we generate at our current rate, if we raise it to X, this much additional, this much additional, this much additional, all the way out to, I think I got it out to, I think we're paying $10, I think I got it out to like $20 a can or $15 a can or something, what our additional revenues are, and then basically trying to pull out.
What does Charlestown charge per can?
I don't think they charge.
Charlestown doesn't charge for trash.
They also have a hot shot, a truck like what we have, and they don't charge for that. You call and schedule it, and they run out and pick up.
Where, how are they paying for that service?
Other property taxes.
It's higher than ours.
We are one of the lowest property tax rates.
Michelle, correct me on that.
We are one of the lowest property tax rates in the county. Ours is almost as low as the county.
Do you like that? Do you like that? I'm not opposed to a 75-cent increase per garbage can. So are you gonna take that truck to the dump every week?
Thank you.
It depends on the week, I mean, realistically, no.
But really, it could be a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before you gotta pay a truck out.
Very well. I mean, let's be real, things will start slow. We'll put it out there, we'll make notice, we'll put it out on social media, we'll put it in the building statement. That effect, you know, starting at this point, it had to be July. We just did bucks in Virginia, didn't we?
Yes.
So we at least tell the taxpayer, hey, we ran it for this period for free, just to see what our expenses have been about.
That's what I think.
And we made an informed decision based off the usage for this period. And hey, every year we can reevaluate it to see what's what. I mean, I hate this theory that if something's broke, you can't go back and fix it, or if something's not working, you just don't go back. And if people say, I just want to see their own point, let's just be honest about it and go, hey, we're going to do it for this for free. Load up now while you can, I guess. Shit, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. I mean, sorry. But at this point, we're going to take all the information and make the best informed decision for the taxpayer.
Hey, Michelle Miller, when our revenues come in for sanitation, does it just go back in the general fund?
We don't get revenue for sanitation.
For the trash, we charge $10 one collection.
Oh, I thought you meant property tax, a separate revenue for that. Yes, it goes to the general fund.
Okay, so let's look at it like this. Street sanitation is funded out of the general fund. You're carrying a lot more expense in your S&S department right now than you ever have. Because we have staff that we didn't used to have, and we are doing projects that we didn't used to do. So again, adding an expense of some dumping in the scheme of things is probably a drop in the bucket compared to the additional expenses that we have because we're actually going out and doing street repairs. We're going out and doing sidewalks and storm repair and signage replacements and all this other stuff. This revenue goes back into the general fund, as I understand.
So you said that Charleston comes off the tax base, so ours comes out of the general fund and the ratepayers? How do we pay for our stuff?
So your sanitation is tied in, it's not like the utility where there's a rate, right? So I don't think there was ever a study done that said this is how much we need to generate to just fund the sanitation side of that department. I think we charge trash and whatever they charged before $7, it was $3, then it was $7, then it was $10, and it was always an augmentation to the property tax to lessen the burden of the use of property taxes to fund trash collection.
Well, I guess there's two people in the room here that don't live in Sellersburg, Jay and Michelle. Do you pay for trash pickup independently where you are?
Yes, I do. And
you do? So I'm just asking, what is your trash rate per month?
I would be embarrassed to say that I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay. Call your wife.
That's honestly, if you want to know the truth. Okay.
Michelle, do you know yours offhand?
Yes, it was $10 a month, but I believe it is going to $15, so.
$10 a month, and who does it?
Waste Management.
Waste Management does it.
We've got Sweetland, but I'll try to get you one.
I know $10 a month. Yep. I just talked to Nick the other day.
For one can?
For one can, yes.
He pays.
But they're supposed to be increasing it.
New Albany City Boys, some couple guys that he arrested before, and they do, he said that, I think he pays $25 a month.
Can't say that, Randy, in the pod's club.
I thought this was a workshop, wasn't it? I'm sorry, I apologize. No, but I'm just saying, here's the deal, if it's not coming out of the tax base, which, if it's getting money out of general fund, is that not part of the tax base? Because I don't know if we put a pencil to it, I mean, we're in the trash business, not for profit.
It helps to fund our budget, if that answers your question. We have to list the revenue that helps support our budget, and that's just part of the revenue.
But if we've added more services, and we're spending more, we have to be going backwards, you know, that's all.
Right, we're going backwards financially, we're going forward from a service perspective.
Absolutely, yeah, so how do we, you know, all I care about in the government part of it is, we want to break even or just make a little. We don't want to go backwards, because that's.
You're going to do it one of two ways, you're either going to raise their property taxes to fund it, or you're going to raise the trash rate to fund it.
So that's another conversation, do we just do away with the $10 collection fee altogether and put it, work it into increase the tax rate, correct? Which is what other municipalities have done, they don't charge monthly, it just comes off. Generate that revenue through your tax, property tax.
I think that's a hard narrative to get people to understand.
I'm sitting here.
I'm just saying.
I don't like it.
Right.
As soon as you hear increase in taxes.
Yes.
Well, I'm just throwing.
Probably worse than that.
I'm just throwing out.
Options.
I'd just rather just sit there and say, hey, we're going to try it till November 27th meeting, November 27th, hopefully the second or first meeting or last meeting in October, we'll go discuss it when we're done. And I'm almost in the scenario, we just raise trash $12, you know, a month and move on down the road.
Go from 10 to 12?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I know maybe I'm not the norm, but if they tell me they're raising it to 20, I'm not going to say no.
Well, what's your options? That's the thing.
You need your trash picked up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
When I was on Waste Management, this has been a while, this is when Oak Park was still in the county, it was $36 a month for one can.
No, they only charge us 10.
My husband lives out by Dean Lake, and he pays like $36 or $40.
We don't, so maybe it's a mistake on their side, we do not.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anybody would show.
I wouldn't bring it up.
But if, I'm not bringing it up, but I'm telling you, if they did raise it to that, I still wouldn't say no, because I want it picked up.
Well, you have.
Gary might get aggravated if it jumps that much at one time, but he'll.
So you agree with that, Charlie? You go to the T&E period till November, and.
I'm fine with that.
You need us to talk about anything else as far as the.
You all are good with that, do I need to have any action the council for not charging?
If you're not charging anything, no.
Just put out the policy and go on with it? So if y'all are good with that, I'll just move on.
I mean, I think it's important probably to have it, you know, when the item comes up at the meeting, set forth what you're doing. With the understanding, hey, we're just going to get some information, we're going to reevaluate at our November meeting, and, you know, we'll make a decision.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Yep.
Tell the taxpayers how we're taking.
So here's what I have now. I have hired contractor for trim limbs or cut down trees. If you hire a contractor to cut down trees, the contractor's responsible for movable limbs and logs, we do not pick that up. Emergency storm cleanup. In the event of storm event, the town will assist removing large amounts of trees, limbs, tree debris from a storm event. These special cleanups will happen the next yard waste collection day following the storm event. Again, I can massage that language a little bit to be, like I said, if, I don't want yard waste to be on a Thursday and a storm happens on a Friday and then sitting out there for 2 weeks. No charge. Large items and appliances except exempt items are picked up each Thursday except holidays. I'm probably going to change that to be, I don't know if I'm going to do it twice a week or twice a month or once a month. Right now I got a list that's twice a month. Items such as couches, mattresses, chairs, and stoves will be collected on Thursday. Items such as TVs, refrigerators, tires, opaque chemicals, fuel, oil, etc. are not included within the service and must be disposed of in accordance with the law. For For more information, please contact Clark County Recycling District at 812-256-7942 or by visiting www.recycleclarkcounty.org, which I think you're the attorney for, aren't you?
Solid waste.
Large amounts of loose trash, construction material, sanitation department reserves the right to refuse service for large amounts of trash, such as from cleaning out a house, garage, or construction project. Please contact the local dumpster service, not available for pickup. So that's what I've got listed now. But if somebody calls and says, hey, I've got a roll of carpet, can you just pick it up? Yes. Hey, I'm taking out the cabinets, they're together, I'm just going to put them out by the curb, can you pick them up? Yes.
So the stove, the washer, and dryer we pick up, where does that
go? Well, some of that stuff, so typically we can take to the dump, but if it's metal items like a washer and a dryer,
you scrap.
We can put it in the recycling
bin. Like Red Ball or something.
Yeah, we got a Red Ball recycling bin down there.
That's who we use.
Yeah. And we can put it in there. There's, it's not a lot to be able to write out of that. So some of those type of items we can pull out of the thing and drop them in the Red Ball.
Before the last thing then to that the recycle items, like those such items, do we sit there and put any kind of language of only X per address per year? All of a sudden you got, okay, your appliance guy down there, Dagon's got where the old car wash is behind the sort of plate. That starts throwing out Dagon his use. No good washer and dryers he's got sitting there.
So this is where the last paragraph comes in. Any large item to be collected must be scheduled with the billing office before noon on Wednesday of recycling week. By calling ahead, we can effectively schedule the route for drivers. Large items to be placed at the curb for pickup without scheduling will not be collected. And I think what we can do is tag those. Your account must be current to take advantage of the service. Again, if you have paid your bill, you're not getting collected. This service is only available to Sellersburg Sanitation customers. So companies like that, they're not trash companies.
It's commercial. Yeah.
So basically, this is residential users type thing. Now, we do have some apartments that use us. You got a couple down here by the Legion. You got Fourplex back on Fulton. But they still pay their bill, they're still a sanitation customer. They get charged just like everybody else. So, the only thing I can foresee coming a problem, we are going to have some renters who drop stuff out from time to time. It is what it is. I'm not overly concerned with that. My bigger concern is the trailer park. So, there is a separate agreement with the trailer park already standing that was done when Doug Ryder was president of the council.
That predated.
It predated all of you all, but it's an agreement in perpetuity, and it calls out for trash service. I think if we add that trash service, and this could be an out for us for the track, this could be an out for us actually, I'm thinking about it. Okay. Because there's an agreement standing with the trailer park, basically, in lieu of putting in a master meter at the trailer park, they said we will contribute money and we put in the antennas at the trailer park. But also, we would not discontinue trash service unless this agreement goes through. Realistically, there's a lot of service in there. There's a lot of revenue comes down there, but them people, I'm going to tell you, I don't know where they get all their trash from. There's more cans overflowing.
My district.
They must have 30 people living in each one of the trailers. It is amazing how trash they put out there. Here nor there. I don't know if we want to offer this to the trailer park or not, because there's a separate agreement. So would we need to go, you probably need to review that agreement.
I would say we need to review the agreement. However, if they are, which they are, a part of the town, anything is you do for one, you're more than likely going to have to do for the other. However, unless there's some...
It's one parcel.
Something that's set up. So we'll take it.
Well, we're not picking it up unless they schedule it anywhere, correct?
Correct.
So we can have some oversight on it through that.
Correct.
Okay.
Pick up a whole trailer.
I got to ask you this question, because if you pick up one of those cans, it's a big easy loader, and it goes up, and these people dump a toilet in the bottom of it, you know what it does to the floor of that truck if it goes all the way to the bottom? So what is our policy on toilets? I mean, people, because
I would consider that.
Do you break it up, put it in?
No, I would consider that a large item.
Okay.
Like you said, I got a toilet, I need to get rid of.
It's not comfortable to talk about, I get that, you know, but, I mean, I've seen people take hammers to them and crack them into pieces and, you know, do them that way, but I also talked to Cliff Harden one time when they took it away up in the air and dumped it into the empty floor and, you know, crushed his floor all up in it, so that's something else. Anyway, okay, so it's gonna be a large item as well.
We can consider that a large item as well, but I mean, once it's, if somebody puts it in a can and we dump it in a truck, that ain't coming out.
I understand that, but, you know, I don't want it to do damage, that's the whole thing. If it's broke up in pieces, it's not that, but when you drop a toilet down there, it's 8 pounds, you know, it's... It breaks, but it does some damage too, unless there's a bunch of trash on the bottom of it. Cause I seen it take the old blue truck and render it, you know, where the floor wouldn't slide anymore on it. Okay.
All right, that sounds good to me.
All right, so I will come up with, I need to update this. At this point, it's gonna be July before we start anyway. So what I will do is I will update this document.
To decide what was going to go into the factory truck and how much it was going to cost if it was to actually build the factory truck.
The answer is no right now, we're not gonna build, we're just gonna...
Well, thank you, y'all need something to vote on.
Did you charge, I'll ask you, did you charge Silver Creek Park going out of our town limits into a park, picking up that one water bottle that was on Facebook? I saw a guy trying to be cute, picking up, you know, let me see if I can be real careful and pick up this one little bit for the time and manpower hours going out of the town jurisdiction. Did we charge Billy Ramsey for that?
We run jurisdiction right there.
Not in the park?
That's in town. Or we were staged in town with us.
Oh, like.
You should have told this on.
For the kids.
We sit there and said when we did this with the money to help support the road thing, we said that 94% of all these kids that are playing in the Little League are ratepayers and residents of Silver. We got to figure out, I mean, that's why I always was always the greens in Auburn. It'd be a distraction.
And they built the road to your specs,
John? Well, good. You been out there? Mm-hmm. I just got to be kidding me. Were you banned from the Little League?
I'm not a Little League president.
It's good.
They already sold the house. They already sold the house already for the same amount they paid for it.
Oh, really?
$200,000.
Imagine that.
You get $200,000 for that house? Wow.
About a couple dollars.
So does, for Billy's general trash in Silver Creek Park, since it was brought up, does he have a dumpster?
No.
He doesn't.
Anyway.
I'm just wondering where his trash goes, since we don't
know. No, keep high school and middle grade.
We pick it up.
We pick it up.
And he pays for it?
No.
Does he pay any charge at all?
He pays for trash cans when he leaves.
So all the trash that is accumulated at Silver Creek Park, we pick up for $10 a week or $10 a month?
No, sir. We pick up for $0 a month currently.
Why?
That's a great question. I'd ask you that.
Goodness of our hearts.
It's a community what? Partnership.
Yeah, I mean, okay, just real quick, is it a lot? It's got to be a lot.
Depends on the time of year.
Okay. Well, I'm sure in the winter.
It'll be 7 to 9 cans. Could be one or two.
But Little League season is real busy.
They all got to be at the same. They all got to be in the same place.
Well, if he doesn't pay us and he had to pay somebody else, I mean, what's the advantage of us not charging him something?
Goodness of your heart.
Partnership.
Same reason why we pick up the trash at the cemetery. They're willing to get it to the road to where it's easy to pick up. Please, why I'm trash.
I mean, that's what we've done before, but man, I'm not out. I'm just asking questions.
Randy's rebuttal to that was how much trash is someone in the
it's not, you're not gonna be negotiated.
You're not throwing water bottles, I mean, that many people at the park, there's gotta be, and they do vending over there and all that, there's gotta be quite a bit going on there, you know?
Well, like I said, I mean, he's got set up a nine trash cans there.
Are they solar perk, are they solar perk?
Red.
They're orange, he just came and bought 10 more, he just bought 10 of our cans.
And he's gonna pay for those?
They're going to.
At least we're gonna get something then.
Okay, we're crossing our hands.
So this is all in the past, okay.
Could you use that for an argument, right, like, hey, we'll give you free trash pickup, what do you want from us, how much more?
I grabbed that one for him.
That's before I knew about it, I figured he'd have a.
Like I said, him and Charlie, I mean, I made a suggestion.
Don't ever approve that, who approved it?
The bank coming up here, coming up on Memorial Day service, for the main direction, I said, no, we'd really like for something for kids to sit in. Well, I just happened to be driving up there checking the park out last week, and I said, and I saw where he had three, you know, three or four story high bleachers. And I sit there and I said, hey, why don't you call Billy? Asked Billy, answered his phone, very kind, and everything, he said, yeah. We'll get you guys coming out on up, pick them up, throw them out there, we'll have them out there for the band to sit on. I think now that there's, I think after everything's all been done, you know, I think we proved our point, what we was gonna do.
I haven't spoke to Billy since he didn't get his way on January of last year, whatever it was, but I guess my question to you, Charlie, is he working with us now? Are we okay? You're okay, and he's okay?
I talked to him twice a month.
It's a wonderful world, then.
He hasn't spoken to me, don't feel bad, he hasn't spoken to me since I offered him a dollar for the park.
I remember that.
I talked to him probably once, probably twice a month, just talking about different things, just whatever, hey, what's up, anything, anything good, this is whatever, whatever. Talked very nice and respectful, and kumbaya.
I talked to the Pulaski County trustee, who used to be the sheriff of Pulaski County, Mike Baird, I don't know if you know him, but he's a trustee there now. The only property that he manages is helping clean up the cemetery, he doesn't have a park, he has.
Billy's the only person in whole state Indiana that has parks.
He's the only one I know that manages the property, and.
Thanks for that, they did that.
Right.
So the yard can vote on this tonight, I'm gonna go and update this, and get it printed.
All right, you ready? 5:42.
Here.
Motion by Terry, second by Scott, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
5:42.
Good listening.
I